As Steve mentioned, autumn certainly arrived with a bang. Record rain inundated us last month. Temperatures dropped, and at every pharmacy, it seems like they were advertising flu shots. Now, it's always good to be protected, but there are also some nutritional steps you can take to help ward off colds and flu. Registered dietitian Mary Purdy knows just what steps to take, and she told the Record's Marcy Silman about them.
Is there such a thing as eating to boost your immune system?
Absolutely. I strongly believe that your flu shot and your medicine cabinet is right in your refrigerator. There are several parts of the immune system which we pay attention to. Number one, it relies on vitamins and minerals to function well. So we need vitamin A and C and E and zinc. We get that from fruits and vegetables. We also need plenty of protein. Protein is what makes up our antibodies, so we make sure to get plenty of protein. And lastly, 60% of your immune system lies in your gut. So if you do not have a functioning gut, if you don't have those good bacteria hanging out in there, then you're liable to get a little bit more prone to sickness.
Well, Mary, it sounds like the way that you would perhaps advise us to eat all the time. Do you want to up intake, for example? I think of things like oranges or carrots, or I'm thinking of orange food for some reason. Do I want to up those in the fall?
Great point. Orange food is actually a great source of beta carotene. Beta carotene gets converted to vitamin A, which is critical for your immune function. So you've got that one right. Additionally, those are great sources of vitamin C, and that's also critical for boosting immunity. So getting your vitamin C sources from foods is a terrific way to make sure your immune system is working.
One question I had was, what weakens your immune system in the first place?
Oh, so many things. Let's see. Where do we begin? Stress, lack of sleep, sugar. Excessive sugar is very depleting to the immune system. Not only does it not provide us with any nutritional value for the most part, but it actually takes more minerals and vitamins for us to process sugar. So we end up depleting what we really need to function well.
You're talking about refined sugar, right? Not, for example, an apple?
No, absolutely not. Apples, it's a completely different kind of sugar, and it's metabolized totally differently. And it's got a ton of other antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds that help to boost us.
So I shouldn't worry about the kinds of natural sugars that I would find in fruits or vegetables. It's really refined products you're talking
Absolutely
about.
Absolutely not. Go and eat those beets and those carrots and the oranges and apples. It's really more refined processed sugars, as well as refined carbohydrates, things that are in cookies, crackers, and cakes and things like that, and sodas.
Now, the last question I have has to do with, are they called supplements, food supplements? It's a question we've put to you in the past.
Right.
Whether eating those vitamins and minerals react in our systems differently than if I took extra vitamin A tablets from the local co-op.
I always recommend food over supplements if it's possible. There are some food-based supplements which can be better absorbed by the body. But in general, the food that we eat is brilliantly assimilated by our bodies. They have so many other things besides just vitamin A or vitamin C. There's, you know, hundreds of other little micronutrients that are in there that help to assimilate the rest of those nutrients. So food is really one of the best ways. If you can get a food-based multivitamin to give you an extra boost if you're feeling depleted, I think that can work. But in general, food is your medicine.
Mary Purdy, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a frequent guest here on The Record on KUOW. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
She spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds with Steve Scheer. This is The Record.